This is an executive summary of 721 exchange timeline and closing process, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. A 721 exchange has no 45-180-day deadlines. See the typical timeline, right due diligence, valuation, documentation, closing, and the one-year op unit holding period. Investors familiar with the 1031 exchange's strict deadlines, 45 days to identify, 180 to close, often wonder about the 721 exchange's timeline. The good news is that a 721 exchange has no fixed statutory deadlines, because it's a contribution of property to a partnership, under Section 721, not a like-kind exchange. It isn't bound by the 1031's 45-180-day rules. Instead, the 721 exchange's timeline is driven by the parties and the transaction, finding a willing right, conducting due diligence, valuing the property, negotiating and documenting the contribution, and closing. After closing, there's typically a holding period before you can convert op units to shares. This guide walks through each phase, due diligence and valuation, documentation and negotiation, the closing, and the post-closing holding period. A fundamental point about the 721 exchange timeline is that it has no fixed statutory deadlines, unlike the 1031 exchange. The 1031's 45-day identification and 180-day completion deadlines are specific to like-kind exchanges. They govern the deferred exchange of real property for real property. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.